So, hey, this is Chad here from TorchaCast. I'm here with Hunter Strickland before the Nationals take on the Giants here at AT&T. How you doing today, Hunter?
I'm great, thank you.
So, I was watching at home last night, and you get so dominant so many times. You have these just flashes where you just shut everybody down. Last night, you were incredible. When you do get into these streaks, do you feel like it's a streak, or do you just feel like this is how I'm supposed to pitch and I'm expected to pitch every day? And what's the difference between maybe last year, which you had those streaks of dominance, to this year where you seem much more consistent?
Right. No, I definitely think it's, you know, it's something that we're expected to do. I mean, that's part of our job, and, you know, and I'm honored to be in the position that I am. And, you know, like I said, I just think it's expected us to do, and, you know, we got to go out there and have the confidence to do that and, you know, just to be ready every day.
So, in terms of pitch selection, I mean, what is different between this year and last year, if anything at all? I'm not sure. It's just kind of what I'm seeing, but I haven't talked to you before.
Right. No, I think there's a, you know, I'm definitely mixing it up a little bit more, but, you know, more than that, I'm just hitting spots a little bit better and, you know, not leaving a fastball over the middle of the plate and, you know, just going out there and having confidence in all my pitches.
Yeah. Speaking of, you know, trying to hit corners and trying to get the call, what do you think about a potential possibility of an automated K zone or strike zone in the future? I mean, clearly it's not going to happen anytime in the next year or two, but they're experimenting a little bit in some of the independent leagues.
Right.
As a pitcher, would you be indifferent, or would you like it or not like it?
I mean, I'm not too fond about it, just because I don't see taking a, you know, away the old school way of baseball, you know, and I kind of respect that, and, you know, just the tradition of baseball, I would prefer to keep it the same, but, you know, whatever happens, you know, we'll just go from there and, you know, play our game.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a purist too. I personally would hate to see that kind of go away, that little bit of a human element, because I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm not a major league pitcher, but for every call that you don't get, you also can get calls about the same time or amount of time, right?
Right, for sure. You know, we're all human, and you know, we make mistakes, or, you know, and like you said, you know, get calls and don't get calls. So it's just part of the game, and, you know, that's what makes it interesting, you know, and you never know what you're going to get each game. So it's just kind of, you know, just take it that way. And like I said, just keep the tradition.
So who on the Nationals lineup, I wouldn't say you're afraid of anyone, who do you pay more attention to when you're facing them?
You know, I mean, that's a good lineup all the way through, you know, and so I don't really think there's one particular person that I concentrate more on. I mean, because anybody can beat you at any point of the game. So, you know, I go in there and just kind of attack each hitter the same way.
So did you see the Full House ad? Maybe you saw it before it was released today, but, you know, Affelt and Bochy and the other guys in it. Have you seen it yet?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, you haven't?
No, I haven't.
All right. Well, after this, I'll show it to you. It's 51 seconds. It's not too bad. So I'll get your impressions offline. But, I mean, this clubhouse, I mean, just looking at things like that, like, you know, the video, granted, that's what the fans see. That's what the public sees. But every time I'm in here, it really does seem like this is a hell of a good group of guys, and everyone just pretty much gets along. I mean,
this is our home, and you know, it's just there's no cliques here. Everybody, like you said, everybody gets along, you know, and just kind of, you know, it's for us rookies, you know, we walk in and, you know, didn't really know what to expect, but all the veteran guys, they just accept us, you know, and like we spoke about earlier, just expect us to do our job and do well.
So when, you know, guys like Osich and others, you know, come up, Lolas and what have you, now that you've been here in and out for about a year, I mean, I know you're not, quote, a veteran, but you've certainly been here a lot longer. You interact with these guys in terms of, like, hey, you know, I was just up here last year, and this is what to expect.
Yeah, I mean, we just, you know, we're all friends, you know, and we're all teammates and, you know, brothers, so to speak. So, you know, we just kind of go about our business, lead by example, you know, and just, you know, if anybody has any questions, you know, we're there for everybody. So, you know, same for me. If I have any questions, I'm not scared to go up to Affelt or anybody like that and ask them.
Right. So everybody on this team, I mean, is fully open to just any conversation whatsoever, right? Well, shouldn't say any conversation whatsoever. That's another subject, but.
No, right. But, I mean, everybody's welcomed here, you know, and, you know, like I said, this is a team effort, and, you know, that's what it takes to win. So, you know, whatever we got to do to help the guy next to us to get better, or, you know, to do his job, and that's what it's all about.
So, obviously, you guys are only 2.5 behind the Dodgers, and you want the division more than the wild card, clearly. We all know what the one-game playoff, you know, kind of institutes. But when you guys play the Dodgers, you seem to have their number this year and in years past. You have 7 more meetings left. Is there anything tangible, or is it just – Do you think you actually play up in a way? Because I know professional athletes don't say that at all, because every game should be considered the same. What do you think it is? with your guys' dominance over LA this year?
You know, I don't really know. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just the way the game plays out sometimes. And, you know, we're obviously, like you said, we're going to go in every game, you know, expecting to win and to do our best to win that game. And, you know, it's just part of the game. You're going to win some, you're going to lose some. And, you know, like you said, we're 2.5 back, but we still have plenty of time. And, you know, our goal is to win the division.
All right. Favorite restaurant here in San Francisco?
Favorite restaurant, huh? I don't know.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I don't get out that much because we're here most of the time, you know, so.
How about favorite food?
Favorite food is, it's got to be like fried chicken, you know, because I'm from the South, so I grew up in that.
All right, cool. Thanks a lot, Hunter. I appreciate it.
A big thank you to everybody for listening to the TortureCast, the podcast by and for fans of the San Francisco Giants. Follow us on Twitter at TortureCast. You can also like us on Facebook or check out our blog at torturecast.com. I also want to say thank you to Ashcon and Bailey for letting us use their song Feeling Like a Giant for our intro. For Ben Lee and Chad King, my name is Willie Dills saying, we'll see you next time.